Air pollution was a hot topic at the most recent Utah Republican House caucus, but Republican Representative Jim Nielsen of Bountiful says it's not a partisan issue, and lawmakers are working together to address it.
There aren't any, you know, Republican or Democrat pollution days. They affect all of us. I've been actually working closely with a group, we call it the House Air Quality Caucus, and we'll see some, I think, meaningful legislation.
Nielsen is co-sponsoring a bill with Democrat Patrice Aaron to raise awareness about the harmful effects of wood burning, to help people to convert to other sources of heat, and to better enforce wood burning bans. There's legislation to help schools convert to low pollution buses and to incentivize people to convert to electric cars and to use mass transit. Nielsen says there's no single solution that will clean up the air, but he says individual choices collectively have the greatest impact on the pollution in the valley.
I mean, the significant challenges have to do with tailpipe emission and wood burning and your snowblower, all those kinds of things. Those are the biggest items, and some of those are going to change only with behavior, only with people realizing if I can avoid driving my car to the grocery store and it's a block away because it's cold, that cold start puts out more pollution than 15 or 30 minutes of driving. If people become more conscious of that, that will make a big difference.
Nielsen says improvements in technology and government regulation also have a role to play in cleaning up the air. The only bill addressing industrial pollution that lawmakers can point to so far is one that would ban the burning of medical waste in the state. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.